Bill Murphy, regular for over 12 years from the Gold Antitrust Action Committee, got it. Along with Chris Powell, they're exposing gold market manipulation. Since our last discussion just a few weeks ago, Clive Mound, a well-known market technician, just published an article with bullish implications for silver. He sees the COT in the most favorable position, he says, ever. And this could be an epic move in silver. I see, at least in the midterm, a bit more of neutral. But he's looking long-term at a massive inverted head and shoulders. Have you seen his recent article?
He's a smart guy. This is a tough day to talk to me because I'm outraged again about the gold cartel and to never deal with what's going on here. Regarding, first of all, what Clive's talking about, yes, there's never been a bigger short position by certain number of the specs, and least short by the so-called commercials, which is the J.P. Morgan gold cartel gang. But that was out 2 weeks ago, most of all, and everybody went nuts about it, and it was a big dud. Silver went down 25 cents. Now it's come out again as of last Friday, and same thing, except it was even more bullish. And this time and there wasn't much talk about it, so this time we did rally. But today you go up right to the 1675, 1680 resistance that's been there for months, and the gold cartel attacks again. Gold, for the fourth time in 6 months, goes up to $1,365 and then drops $20. I mean, this thing is getting more farcical every month that goes on, and it will blow up, but it is another day of smiles to frown, smiles to outrage. It's just absurd what we're dealing with here, and doesn't matter what else goes on out there, period. It's all about the gold cartel, and getting back to what Clive has to say, yes, theoretically, it's very bullish. They won't let it move. It's just like, theoretically, J.P. Morgan's big physical position should be very bullish. It's been the most bearish thing I've seen in 2 years. They just stick it out there and the price goes nowhere.
Last week, we heard from the Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell pretty dovish comments at the Economic Club of Chicago. He noted that they might be patient on their approach to raising rates, and we're certainly starting to see some really inflationary numbers develop and pop up in domestic wages. We saw an increase of 8 cents, 3/10 of a percent to $26.82 an hour, 12-month increase in pay. So it would seem as though the situation hasn't quite developed yet for an explosive move, but when we look at the big picture of paper assets relative to commodities, wouldn't you agree that there seems to be an incredible value opportunity?
Well, I'm prejudiced, but I've never seen a better risk-reward situation in gold and silver ever of all time. Right now, first of all, we should never be down at these ridiculously low price levels. It's only because of the gold cartel has forced it down there. And what is going on in the markets with this exchange for physical situation is historic. It suggests something is terribly wrong in the gold market. The silver open interest just went all-time highs, even though the price is at these pitifully low levels. It is just, there's something very wrong with the silver market. I think it will blow up. And quite frankly, I think that's, for me, and I'm just speaking for myself, is the key issue. None of this stuff matters, and one day it's all going to matter, and the gold and silver markets are going to blow up and just go berserk.
Well, I think that's what Clive Mound did a great job sort of encapsulating. First, he did look at some of the fundamentals, but the impressive head and shoulders pattern forming. I mean, frankly, that's what turned me on to silver and gold and XAU back around the year 2000, 2001. There was that XAU inverted head and shoulders. He's showing the same thing for silver. And I'd also like to talk about comments from the World Gold Council that gold production topped out last year. If you combine that along with the inflationary pressures building, insatiable appetite for paper assets, he's talking about a potential move to 1,500 in the next few months.
Well, he's a smart guy, and, 1,500 we certainly like to see. You've got to get above 1,360, 1,365 first, but it's all in the cards. And I don't know. My opinion is that we're not going to have any more bull markets in the sense like when you first got involved and we saw in the beginning of the century and so on. It's just going to explode, and it'll come out of nowhere. And all these things that have been so bullish for so many years now that have meant nothing, all will coagulate, and off we go. And again, getting back to silver and Clive, I mean, what they're doing in silver price relative to gold is beyond absurd. It is just mind-boggling, and it's going to be something that's going to be very favorable for those people that hang in there, that don't get shook out. But they're doing their best to try to shake people out.
You know, we're starting to see central bankers around the world, all the way from Venezuela, just show a new interest in, you know, building their stockpiles of precious metals and commodities, do anything they can to get rid of fiat currency. Do you think that China might pull its nuclear option and start to sell off its multi-trillion dollar stockpile? I think it's something like, well, maybe not multi-trillion, but 1.4 trillion in U.S. treasuries. And what might be the implications for the market?
Well, that kind of thing's been threatened for years. And I think the most important thing Chinese government is money, power, and control, and to keep their things in a positive situation and growing the way they have done for decades now. Getting to the point where at some point they're going to be challenging the United States in terms of economic issues, the way they're growing, and they want to keep that in motion. And you know, they'll threat here and there. And most of these threats never amount to anything. And I can't imagine them roiling the U.S. in that regard, because they would know what we would know that right away if they did it to any degree. And I don't mean just a minor threat. So I don't see them doing any of this stuff, but can it be easily wrong?
Gold Money Research Director Alistair McLeod recently penned an article noting why the U.S. dollar could be on the verge of a collapse. While I do think we're probably, you know, short-term oversold in the greenback, look at the big picture, the multi-week, multi-month, multi-year fractal view of it. Certainly looks like we could be on the cusp of retesting the lows that led the precious metals to one of the greatest bull markets in that market's history. Do you see tougher times ahead for the dollar?
Well, I certainly would like to see that. Give gold and silver a lift, and you certainly can make a case for the dollar getting hurt, you know, quite a bit. And of course, all the currencies stink. It's just a question of, we know, which is the worst of the lot. But it's of interesting of late the way, until recently, the interest rates in the U.S. have been moving higher, and the dollar has been moving lower. And it's been very kind of gradual and so on, but it stands out that something isn't right for the dollar. So I wouldn't be surprised to see it just get slaughtered at some point here.
We've seen the Fed's balance sheet increase at a almost exponential pace at certain times, especially since the year 2009. And when you juxtapose the S&P 500 against their balance sheet, you know, it certainly seems to echo or mirror the advance we've seen in U.S. equities. Now that Fed officials and other policymakers at the ECB and others are telegraphing their intentions to pull back on toxic debt purchases and lower their balance sheet levels, do you think that might impact equities, and could that then turn some of the money flows into the precious metals?
It's just so difficult, because it's hard to imagine the United States getting out of its dilemma in terms of debt and all this sort of thing without, you know, gutting the money numbers again. And of course, that could mean, you know, big numbers for, you know, gold and silver on the upside, which should be happening anyway. So it's hard to know what they're going to do. You know, they bluff so much, and they talk a game and this or that, and as soon as things turn in the markets or in the economy, they go the other way. And you can't put much stock in what they say, because they can turn on a dime based on current events.
Maybe we should wrap up this idea of the petro-yuan, you know, which is gold back. I mean, record demand right out of the starting gate about a week or two ago. Obviously, there's an awful lot of conjecture that this will slowly erode demand for the U.S. dollar as a reserve currency. I mean, we're all patriotic. We don't want to lose our dollar hegemony. But at the same time, I mean, we all know it's inevitable. So maybe preparation is sort of like putting on the siren ahead of a tornado. And I just can't see a safe haven that hasn't been run up in price. U.S. stocks look like a potential bubble, you know, in the months ahead, certainly by the end of the year, and even housing. Many reports from San Francisco, Toronto, Montreal, other areas on the East Coast, that maybe the echo bubble is nearing its end, as we've eclipsed on the S&P Case-Shiller Index levels we saw back at 2005, 2006. Some people sounding the alarm there. Do you see a 2007, 2008 deflationary scare before we make the big run higher? I mean, could we see something like that that throws these markets, all the markets, into chaos?
You know, obviously, there's two ways to look at it, what's coming. And all I know is gold and silver are the cheapest assets on the planet. It's been so frustrating these past years to watch, as you're talking about, other assets have taken off all over the place. You name an asset, it's gone up. Gold and silver, they just, you know, stayed in the weeds. And I just think that they are going to explode out of nowhere, and I've said it before, and I'm going to keep saying it, because that's what I think is going to happen. And I think regardless of what else goes on, people that are long the gold and silver markets right now are going to finally be happy campers before this year's out, but it has been one of a long struggle.
I don't know if you saw this article, but it looks like Venezuela President Nicolas Maduro just knocked 3 zeros off of its currency, off the ailing bolivar. That's amid hyperinflation. It's just crippling the nation with record unemployment, rampant starvation, and this all occurred in just the blink of an eye, in just over a year, year and a half. At one point, the bolivar not too far from parity with the U.S. dollar, and then suddenly anyone who had a single gold coin could buy a neighborhood. Is it too far-fetched to assume that we could also have something similar here in North America, or do you think our officials would simply keep burning the dollar and pull out all the stops to avoid hyperinflation?
Doing now, Chris. That's the reason gold and silver have struggled these past years. They're doing everything they can via this, what I call the gold cartel, to prevent the gold and silver prices from reflecting what's going on in other markets and what they're doing in the money arena and everything else. And that's why I think, compared to Venezuela, yes, you're going to see a gold and silver price explosion out of nowhere. In a similar term that you're talking about Venezuela, all of a sudden, you know, having these, you know, incredible difficulties, as you said, in a blink of an eye, over their financial situation. And that's what's going to happen in our world, and it's been put off.
Exactly. And, you know, the worst part of it is, although we're seeing record unemployment at 17-year lows, at least at recent numbers, at the same time, I mean, if you really look behind the numbers, it seems to me that the working middle classes are struggling terribly, working multiple jobs. It's almost an Uber economy, a gig economy, I think some are referring to it, where gone are the years where you started with the company out of school, you know, retired with a gold watch. Add to the mix the fact that millennials have the highest debt levels in history, and we're seeing, you know, subprime auto loans implode at record numbers, over $1 trillion, student loan defaults skyrocketing. It just seems to me like we could have sort of a stag inflationary situation that might even rival the 70s.
I think it makes sense. I had to make a bet. I bet with you on that one. And as I said, I've made some my comments today on what I think gold and silver are going to do, why, how, and when, in the sense of just exploding out of nowhere, and it all fits. It's just very frustrating to deal with it on days like this when you finally have a chance for something to change, and the same gold cartel, the same, you know, bullion banks and U.S. government just says, no, stop it. And this is just adding to the pressure in these markets to just explode out of nowhere, where we're not going to have the bull markets of the past. It's just going to go berserk.
Would you then also agree that maybe the typical household really needs to cut back on consumption, start preparing right now for very difficult times ahead, or is that just too negative?
Well, the problem is the little guy in America, so-called, is having us struggling while the rich and the elitist have just, you know, they couldn't give their money away by the time they died. I mean, they got so much of it. And the difference between those two is staggering and getting worse, as you mentioned. And that's the real problem, is that the trickle-down effect isn't working. That's going to cause a big problem.
Back to the precious metals. Just keep our eyes on gold, wouldn't you agree? Because the XAU perked up last week, and gold still is in a pretty solid consolidation.
The shares have continuing to lag. The HUI got some momentum today above 180 and started to take off, and they tried to shut everything down again. All I can say is all this is going to pay off, in my opinion. I'm frustrated dealing with it because it's gone on far too long. And it's so many bullish things. There's so many bullish fundamentals. And the only reason gold and silver are not sharply higher right now is the gold cartel. And they are going to blow up. The physical markets are going to have to, you know, just take them out. And when that happens, you're going to have a price explosion because the bad guys won't be able to do anything about it. Until then, we're going to have days like today when gold drops $20 off its high. See a political sensation of earlier in the day. It lasted about a few hours. So I just think that's all going to change, and we have a lot of excitement coming.
Please tell people more about La Metropole Cafe and Gatta.
They can sign up for a 2-week free trial if they like, see if it's of interest. And then my colleague, Chris Powell, just got back from Asia, did a great job over there on behalf of Gatta. They can go to www.gatta.org and see if what he puts out is of interest.
Thank you, Bill Murphy.
Thank you, Chris. Anytime.